You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Living in a cabin way up high, not many neighbors, no one I. Sometimes get to thinking, what I'd rather do. Got no one else to talk to, and so I'm telling you. If I had my druthers, I wouldn't be a king. I'd rather be just what I am than any other thing. Who'd want to sit there way up on a throne? Never have a minute for to call your own. I'd rather not try it, I wouldn't last a week. I'd rather catch catfish down in the creek. So if I had my druthers, I wouldn't be a king. I'd rather be just what I am than any other thing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Patterson Gimlin footage.
Today, there will be a magic show at 0930. Chaplain Charlie will tell you about how the free world will conquer communism with the aid of
Bigfoot
and a few Marines.
Bigfoot
was here before the Marine Corps. So you can give your heart to
Bigfoot,
but your ass belongs to the Corps. Do you ladies understand?
Sir, yes, sir!
I can't hear you!
Sir, yes! Hello and welcome to the third episode. Yeah, the third. We had to bump the second for the third because of a very special event. The Patterson Gimlin film. 50th anniversary. The first thing I'd like to do is have you read. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's the name of the show?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Something Bigfoot Space Ghost?
No.
No.
Crypto Ghost of Alien Bigfoot. We needed to bang this one out before the anniversary, so that's what we're doing. We've got another one in the works, episode number two. Episode number two is about an alien encounter. It's pretty interesting, but it's not Bigfoot, which is the coolest. All right, so describe what you see around you.
There's an owl lamp.
Wicked cool owl lamp.
It's a stupid owl lamp. It and then there's my toy horse from when I was like five.
You were enamored with American Girl dolls, so it's an American Girl doll horse is
okay,
what it is.
But you shouldn't have let me spend money on that.
Yeah, well, I'll explain.
Can I sell that?
If you want. The mane is frayed. It kind of looks like something you'd find in the garbage. So I don't know if you're going to get... I don't think you're going to get money for that. The first thing that I want you to do is read the Wikipedia description of the Patterson Gimlin film. I just keep saying that wrong. So I gave you that. I gave you a flashlight. So if you want to...
There are no words on this.
So what you didn't describe is that there are candles because it's, you know, Halloween and all that. Or it's just about Halloween. Which
there are no words on this except for 457.057 rounds to the nearest tenth is blank.
Read that. Why don't you use your flashlight?
Click, click.
All right.
Hey.
Right on. All right, cool. This is from the very reliable online resource, Wikipedia. Right, so you know.
It's legit. Patterson Gimlin film from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Frame 352 of the film, allegedly to depict a female Bigfoot known informally as Patty, looked back at Patterson and the Gimlin. The Patterson Gimlin film, also known as the Patterson film or the PGF, is a famous American short motion picture of an unidentified subject, which filmmakers have said was Bigfoot, but has since been subjected to many attempts to authenticate or debunk it. Can I stop there?
No, you gotta keep going.
Dude, there's so much.
Just keep going.
The filmmaker was Roger Patterson and Robert Bob Gremlin. Patterson died of cancer in 1972 and maintained to the end that the creature was on the film.
Yeah. Skip to the end.
The footage was filmed along Bluff. God, I hate this. The footage was filmed along Bluff Creek, a tributary to the Kalamath River, along 25 logged road miles northwest of Orleans, California, in Humboldt County. The film site is roughly 38 miles south of Oregon and 18 miles east of the Pacific Ocean. For decades, the exact location of the site was lost, primarily because of the regrowth of foliage in the steeps. After the flood of 1964, it was rediscovered in 2011. It is just south of the North Run segment of the creek, originally known as the Bowling Alley. The film is 23.85 feet long, proceeds by 76.15 feet of horseback footage, has 954 frames, and runs for 59.5 seconds at 16 frames per second. If the film was shot in 18 FPS, as Grover Cranton believed...
That's frames per second.
Okay.
Grover Krantz.
Krantz believed the event lasted 53 seconds. The date was on October 20th, 1967, and according to the filmmakers, although some critics believe it was shot earlier.
Okay, so this is what I think is awesome about you doing this show with us. With us.
Yeah.
My many personalities.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so me, you, and this horse.
Yeah, right. The horse. What I think is great about you doing this is that you, it's not that you're a skeptic. You just don't care. Right?
Yeah.
So you don't know about,
I care more than most people do because I find it entertaining talking about it to my friends.
Oh, what? So I'm like a clown. Yeah. My dad's a clown. That basically.
No.
Yeah. Okay. No. Well, I'm going to lay down some guilt that'll scar you for life.
Hey!
The Patterson Gremlin film, we're going to view it and do some commentary. We actually, we have a test participant. You remember the test. Yeah, the music's about
Nothing's to, better than random but strangers
wait,
on the
internet. Start it again.
Smooth.
So smooth. So professional. This is something that I came up with to keep you interested. I call it the Marvel Minute.
Marvel Comics?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, really.
Is it like Captain America dressed as a Bigfoot? I would pay to see that.
No.
I would.
It's not that. I had your little brother do the physical mathematics on this, and it turns out that in the Marvel universe, 5 seconds is about the same as 1 second in our universe. So you have 12.5 seconds to talk about whatever you want. So I'm going to count down. You talk about Marvel and get it out of your system so we don't have to deal with it anymore.
Hey!
And you have 12.5 seconds. And I'm going to count down to that moment when you get to talk about whatever you want for 12.5 seconds. Are you ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go.
At New York Comic Con this year, there was a dog dressed as Bucky Barnes, who is a victim, not a villain, and it was called Barky Barnes, and I wanted to die. It was so cute. My friend Sienna took a photo with it, and it was amazing, and I really want to meet that dog because he's better than Sebastian Stan, and I don't say that lightly because Sebastian Stan is like the greatest person ever.
Okay, that's it. That was actually pretty interesting, so I gave you a little more time than...
It was a doggo.
A what?
A doggo.
A doggo. So... have you ever seen the Patterson Gremlin film?
I haven't seen the full thing.
You haven't seen it? What, how much of it have you seen?
The part where the Bigfoot's on the screen.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to watch the entire film, which includes footage of, so they were trying to film a documentary. This is where the horse comes in. They're on horseback.
Oh, yeah. That's so relevant.
You'll see. It's somewhat... We're going to watch this. We're going to watch it projected because I feel like you're really unfamiliar with it. And seeing it big will give you an opportunity to really take it in its full glory.
Dope.
Yeah. I'm going to fire up the projector. Oh, by the way, did you happen to listen to the first episode?
No, I never did.
Yeah, you really just don't care, do you?
No, I do care. I just didn't. No. You, like, sent me that link, and that seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, a lot of work. What do you see on the wall now?
It's a guy on a horse in a field, and there's a lot of shadows, and you can't really see the guy.
It's a dude on a horse. So we're going to watch this and talk about what you see.
Okay.
Okay, you got it? Here we go. Boom. So this is the original. Keep in mind that they were filming a documentary.
Yeah.
Right? So there are a lot of these weird pans off into the forest. I assume he was going to do, like, crossfades and stuff like that with these pans because, I mean, look at that. Pine trees. Yeah, totally. Okay. Then there's a guy
on a horse going clip-clop. It's a tiny horse.
The horse he's on, it kind of looks like the American Girl doll.
It looks like a brown horse.
It looks like the American Girl doll horse.
It looks like a brown horse.
It totally looks like...
No, it doesn't.
It totally looks like it. Love it.
Bigfoot.
Not Bigfoot yet. So, okay, we're looking at like a ridgeline going up.
And there are some trees and the sky.
So they're in a, I guess it, not really brown. It kind of looks like a black horse now, right?
No, it looks brown.
Kind of weird how there's no greens, right? Only reds?
Yeah. It must have been during the autumn. It was October.
Yeah, no kidding.
20th. Oh, yeah, we're doing... Oh!
That's right. That's why we got to get episode 3 out before episode 2.
This is nice.
I haven't seen this big like this in a long time, so... Oh, riding away.
He's riding off into the trees.
Right.
Get eaten by little gremlins.
Who, Bob Gremlin?
Prince.
Another pan. I assume he's... Oh, what's that?
I can't really see. It's shaking.
I know, because he's running. He's running at it, because he sees it, and he's running at it. Now what?
It's walking across the screen, and it's, like, swaying, and it looks at him for a second, and then walks off into the... And now he's running, and the footage gets shaky again. And now you can't see him. You can kind of see him.
Yeah, this is actually my favorite part.
What did you just do?
Did you see what that was? Oh, that is...
It was Bigfoot in a tutu.
Yeah, that is the funniest thing.
No, it's not.
Oh, bet me. It's a commercial for rubber mattress covers, and it starts with a lady Sasquatch homemaker beating a trout against a rock to kill it. Oh my gosh, it is...
We should do an episode all about that commercial.
Yeah, I think we should pick that one apart. I think that may be more worthy of picking apart than this film. Yeah. A lot of people use a phrase that I think it was coined by, what's that show with... I used to watch it all the time.
Okay, I'm not 40 years old.
My 50.
You're so, not 50.
Yes, I'm almost as old as the footage we just saw. X-Files, right? So X-Files. I'm not sure if they coined this phrase, but I want to believe. And
this is all really interesting. Can I see the word?
What word?
The word from the X-Files that they coined. You never actually said it.
Not the word, the phrase.
What phrase? Then say the phrase.
The phrase is, I want to believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're getting
it. You never said that. So you just said you said it in a way that was like, I want to believe. And then you kept going. So I thought, oh, he's saying
no.
It as a part of his statement.
No. I want not to believe. I see that film we just saw.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's real.
I think it's real, probably. I mean, like...
Really? Most people didn't think it was real. I look at that, and like, I think that thing is real. I think it's real.
I mean, if they faked it...
Wow, I'm surprised. So remember how my buddy Philip was supposed to do this?
Yeah.
And you're replacing Philip, and I actually think you're doing a pretty amazing job, and I don't know if I'm going to look for a replacement, because...
Hey, I'm great.
This is an argument that I have with him. The whole is the Patterson Gremlin film, is it real? He doesn't think it's real. I thought that you would think that was fake film.
No.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's real. Like, these guys were just, like, normal dudes out there shooting, and they see this thing, and
Keep in mind they were filming a documentary, right?
No, but, like, even if you look at, like, the quality of it and, like, everything that's happening during the film, right. Nothing leads me to believe that it could be fake.
I'm going to stop you right there. Rude. There are people on the internet that take all of these Sasquatch videos and they pull them apart. And there's a guy who goes by the name of Thinker Thunker, and he's my favorite one because he's the most thorough and he knows how to use the tools.
There was a science guy, like a scientist or whatever, and he like looked at the footage from the Patterson Gremlin film. And he like analyzed the Bigfoot's like muscles, because he says that you can see them under and how everything's moving and how it couldn't have been like a suit.
I'm sorry, I really didn't mean to waste your time here.
I'm having fun.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, it's Saturday night. I mean, why can't
I mean, I'm supposed to be doing biology, so this is better than that.
This is biology. Yeah. Ah, here we go. I like this guy.
According to 2 out of 3 Americans, this is a man in a monkey suit. A female monkey suit. We'll call him Patty. And here's the man who claims he was the one wearing that very female monkey suit. We'll call him Bob.
Hi, Bob.
And while I wouldn't call Bob a liar, his own body ratios are about 2, so stick around. This might just be a game changer. Hey, this thing thugger. Now, I'm not willing to say Patty here is a Bigfoot, but I am willing to say she's a non-human. Ratio-wise. I'll show you what I mean. So there you go. It's just one of those things where we've all seen this and stared at this so many times, we just couldn't see the truth anymore. And that simple truth is, humans are not built like this. Not by a long shot.
Humans aren't monkeys.
And you have to be to fit into this suit.
That's not a monkey. That's an ape.
All any of us have to do is measure an arm, measure
a monkey, not an ape.
Then using this formula.
No. What?
We'll be able to see for ourselves if it's at least human or non-human
body ratios. Monkey isn't an ape. It is an ape.
That means...
You've gotten high A's for, how many years straight? And all monkeys have tails. The great apes, no tail.
Shut you guys down in a hard
I know that.
And if you try to modify the suit to make the legs look shorter or the arms look longer or whatever, you're going to be throwing off body ratios all over the place. Give up. You know, ratios are going to win. In fact, I'm predicting no one will ever fall for a hoax again. Unless, of course, they didn't catch this video.
It's crazy.
It's creepy.
All right. So we're going to listen to someone else and their opinion on the Patterson-Gimlin film. This fellow, I can't.
He's 35 years old, gay, and ready to mingle.
Yeah. Do you want to go back to the Marvel Minute? Yeah, no. So
yeah.
This guy, if someone can place this accent, please post it on our Facebook page or send us an email at cryptogab@gmail.com. He's got an interesting. Oh my God. Look, just zip it and we're going to listen to this guy and his opinion on the Patterson-Gimlin film. So this fellow has actually seen the film before. Hold on. I got to gather my thoughts here a second. I'm getting drowsy. I had a long day.
I'm drowsy too, but you still made me do this.
Yeah. Well, but were you on a bike for 4.5 hours today? So no.
Yeah. But I did go outside for a bit.
Uh-huh. So he's watching the Patterson-Gimlin film, and he all of a sudden the survey pauses and the jump cuts and it's back, and he has a Word document open. So he paused the survey, watched the film multiple times, and wrote a thorough response.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is. It's very cool, especially since this is not, he's not a believer. He's not a knower. He's not a skeptic. He's a dude that actually took this pretty seriously. And I think it's super cool. So I'm going to play it right now. Oh, balls.
You turned up the wrong thing.
No, no. I don't know. Balls. Balls. Wait, hold on. There it goes.
Okay, so basically this is giving an opinion about what I think on the video. Well, I remember as a kid I saw it in TV many years ago. And for me it was scary. I was wondering if it was real or a monster or so. Right now, as an adult, I guess that probably this is a kind of fake video that someone prepared for a joke. I don't believe in those kind of supernatural things anymore. However, it would be interesting to know the opinion of expert people, because I think this video was made many years ago when video manipulation technologies were not so available. So I would like to know what people who with real knowledge about movies and video recording can say about this. That's all, because actually it's a pretty short video. Well, I saw this film for first time when I was a young kid. Probably I was around 5 or 6 years old. I don't remember the TV program, but I remember that I was feeling scared. I was thinking about the possibility of having this monster in my garden or hiding in my armchair. I remember as a kid I was very scared of sleeping with the lights off, and this kind of movies or videos I watched at TV were a reason to have my father come and check my room to make sure there were no monsters before I went to bed. I was born around 16 or 15 years after this video was made. I think that there is a good chance that this is a fake video. I can't recall right now a pair of videos that were very famous about aliens, and many people believing that they were real, and after many years it was discovered that they were just elaborated fakes. I know that in the time this video was made, probably the technology was very limited, but there is always a chance that some people created this video as a joke, trying to call the attention to themselves. Probably after they figure out the success of this footage, they decided to continue. That's my thought. Okay, I'm watching the video. Well, I will provide reasons cause I think it could be real, and reasons because I think it could be fake. Anyway, I think it's fake, but I will tell you both set of reasons. Assuming that this is real, I will give the following reasons. The first one, just before the monster appears in the screen, the camera is moving as if the person was chasing him, which would be a real behavior, I think. Also, that the movements of the monster look very natural. It doesn't seem like it was a costume. Third one, it looks like Bigfoot is doing his daily tasks, like looking for food or water. Fourth one, the ranchers probably didn't have many money or knowledge to prepare a gorilla costume like that. Okay, now the reasons cause I think it's fake. Okay, the first one is that I do not believe in that kind of things. Second one is that Usually, wild animals prefer to stay away from humans, unless there is a good reason to get closer. Fourth one, the video doesn't provide many details about the monster's skin. It's very blurry, so there is no way to figure out how real is it. And the most important for me is that if Bigfoot was living there, probably there would be tons of videos with more appearance on camera. So my final thing is that this is an elaborated fake. Okay, judging the existence of this beast just by the video, I would say that probably is real for the following reasons. First one is that the skin or envelope of the costume looks very natural. Second one is that the monster has very long foot, which is real considering that he has a heavy body. Finally, I would say that the way he swings the arms while walking seems very similar to a person. However, I would say also that he has very thin arms, which are not consistent with the proportions of his body and his lifestyle. I would say that probably a monster like this would live hanging on the trees, so he would need very strong limbs, which is not what we can see in the arms. That's the unique point against the probability of he being real, but the movement and the costume or skin is very realistic, in my opinion. Okay, if I think that Bigfoot, Jerry, Squatch, or Joey are real, okay, yes and no. Why yes? I think there could be a little possibility of this kind of animals being real, but probably not now, because if they existed, probably they were terminated many time ago. The hunters or the poachers probably would have destroyed the forest where they live, and probably they would have been captured and sent to museums. For me, that's the reason, because I don't think those animals are real in this video. However, there is always the possibility that these kind of animals existed many time ago, when the human population was very low. If there were another worlds outside the planet Earth, I would say that finding this kind of monsters would be a good possibility. Something that is very similar to humans, but they are adapted to other environments. If I found a creature like this, so big, so dark, I would probably cry and run away as fast as I can. As a kid, I always was afraid of having monsters in my room or in the garden of the house. I am pretty sure that if I had an encounter with an animal like this, even as an adult, I would run for my life crying. That is what I am pretty sure I would do. Probably would have shit my pants too, you know. Sometimes I get scared just by finding big dogs on the street in an unexpected way. With an animal of this size, I would be very, very scared, I'm pretty sure. Yes, if I find an animal so big, I would be very scared and would run for my life, because this is something I am not very used to. I enjoy going to the zoo and watching the animals in the jails, but finding them on the street or in the house is something that I wouldn't be prepared. I would cry, I would run, I would ask him for help. Probably I would lose control over myself, I'm pretty sure. When I watch this kind of videos, even while I think they are not real, it comes to my mind the same feeling that I had when I was a little kid. I never have experienced an encounter with an alien or ghost or a monster, but there is a few incidents in my life that have made me thought a lot about this. Probably that doesn't apply for your study, so I will skip it. But I can tell you that the times that other persons have told me about finding dwarfs or witches or these kind of things, they have made me silent cry. In my country, there is a lot of people who believe in those things, and they usually tell histories. I don't know if all the histories are made up, but I'm pretty sure that when I heard this, I become very agitated.